You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on? It's your boy DJ Woo Beats, and we got a special guest in the building. We got a few special guests in the building with us on this Wednesday. I got the Road Runners with me. Y'all give it up for the Road Runners, goddammit.
What's happening? What's happening?
Hey! No, what's going on, though, fellas?
What's going on?
Y'all go around the room and introduce yourself before I get the interview started.
My name Legs Diamond, L-E-G-Z.
Big Shape.
Look, Kurt, Big Blue Heart, Blue Hefner.
Cute Beezy, Cute Ball.
I'm foreign.
All right, man. We gonna get into it though, man. So how did you guys come together? How did y'all come together to form the Road Runners?
I mean, we came together. We all grew up together. This is my brother.
It's really a family. We just got in the studio and was messing around.
Okay. Where y'all grew up at?
North Side, Saginaw.
4th Street.
Okay.
4th Street.
4th to 4th.
You know? Saginaw, Michigan.
So how long y'all been rapping as a whole group?
I've been doing this all my life. They brewing them to something new to them. I just brought them in the game, and you know what I'm saying? They could do what I could do. Why not all of us do it? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, he brung us in, you know, gave us a shot. It all started off as just like, bro, jump on this song with me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might sound good on some shit. So we jumped on it and came up with what? Hitters and Gang Gang. And it was a rap from there. We just took off.
Road Runners, I like that name. That's kind of dope, man. Who thought of that name?
Wayne Nitty.
Wayne.
He ain't here.
Oh, Wayne ain't here.
Shout out Nitty, man. He way down in Texas. Road Runners down in Texas.
Down in Texas, man.
That's what's up, man. And I know that you mentioned y'all got hitters on the mixtape, or is it a compilation? Is it a mixtape or a compilation?
It's more so like it started as like somewhat of a compilation, but it turned into a mixtape because we working on Road Runners 2 right now.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? We got 100 grams coming, and what's the other one?
Set It Off.
Top Chef.
I heard Top Chef, man. That one gonna go for sure.
Appreciate it.
That one gonna go for sure, man. I like that one right there. Let me let them see this Road Runners out right now, if y'all can see it.
It's available on all streaming and podcasts and all that. It's type in L.E.G.Z Diamond Road Runners. Instead of the ER at the end of runners, it's the AZ. You know what I'm saying? RUNNAZ, Road Runners.
Road Runners.
Most definitely. So what's the whole game plan for the group? Like, what was the purpose of y'all coming together to form the Road Runners?
It wasn't there. It fell in place.
For real, man. We just got to drop the shit. Motherfuckers, people just acting like they like it, man. You know, people acting like they like it. So we just going to keep doing it and keep pushing it.
Most definitely, man. Y'all definitely got some fire, though, man.
You know, it's just time to put Saginaw on the map. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's city's doing their thing. We want to, you know what I'm saying, let people know it ain't just fire in all cities. The mother cities, like, we got fire in here, too.
It's a lot of, I ain't saying this because I'm from the Sag, but it's a lot of people rapping. But Saginaw definitely be more creative. They be more witty with the whole thought process of a song, everything, man. I do see that in all the Saginaw artists. I'm gonna just say that off bail. So let's this Road Runners. What are some of y'all favorite tracks off the Road Runner?
I ain't gonna lie. My favorite track on there is Confessions. That's Legs' single by itself. It's solo.
Like, quote the hardest verse on there, or the hardest line on there. Quote the hardest line on there.
Man, lost my legs in a, should have been a movie. I ain't cry about it. I went and got the newest Gucci. Gucci legs, you know what I'm saying?
Real life stuff, man. Real life stuff.
Gucci legs.
My favorite one is Hustlers Don't Sleep, because we dropped one mixtape. This don't stop. I'm dropping them all summer, all winter, all fall. I'm like, man, y'all got 12 years of songs.
Yeah, man. I always compare, like, people who come out and trying to do their thing, I always compare them to the, I don't know if y'all remember the Racks on Racks song with Future. Yeah. How he promoted that for the whole year. Like, niggas ain't even know he done made the beat. He done wrote other dude verse.
He wrote it, hey,
like,
man.
And just promoted the whole year, and it took off. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would encourage everybody to do, because, like, you especially if it's timeless, if you rapping what you like, if you rapping about some real life shit or some shit that everybody can relate to, then it's going to stick and it's going to go, whether it's you drop it now or next year. But the whole thing, the whole purpose is to keep going with it and just let people see what's going on with you.
Bro, this stuff changed lives, man.
No, for yeah. Real. Most definitely.
You can come home, bro.
Most definitely.
And a year later, do a whole turnaround.
Most definitely.
That marathon concept that Nipsey got, yeah. Like, it's race after race. Because you win one race, don't make you a champ.
Man, Urban Legend grew me up, man. Urban Legend, T.I. Urban Legend, that grew me up, man. Classic. That's a classic right there. That grew me up. So I definitely understand where you're coming from with that one. Most definitely. So what's y'all motivation? When y'all in the booth, like, what's y'all motivation to what inspired y'all to come up with y'all verse?
Mine. We feed off each other.
Exactly.
Energy.
See, because one, I got a lot of motivation right now. Like, it's too much going on, so I might take something out my, you know what I'm saying, everyday being and just bring it to the forefront. Like, let me put this out here because I need to get it off my chest before I start blowing up. You know what I mean? Like, it's therapeutic. You know what I'm saying? And when I'm in there, I vibe off of Grady. Me and him go back and forth on a lot of the tracks. I hear him. He come with them chords. And it just get the going. You know, that drink get in me? I don't know nothing. I just know something.
I know it's hard to maintain. Being in the group, man, I know it's hard, man. I hear a lot of stories about, like, different groups and stuff like that, even the ones that made it. So I like how y'all keep it all together. Like, how y'all keep it all together, man.
Fight.
Fight and get it over with.
Fight. Like, you might as well. Like, cause it ain't no breaking us up.
No.
We family.
We get into it every day.
You know what I'm saying? No.
More so, like, because we grew up one way. This is a transition, you know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a fight to be on time or do something that ain't paying right now. It ain't paying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Something else is. Yeah, everything else right is. Now. You know what I'm saying?
It's hot, making it a new sport.
It's a lifestyle now, but right we going to have fun with it. And you know what I'm saying? To strike iron, you got to keep striking. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. Well, that's good to know that y'all going to stick it out through whatever, and y'all going to fight and get it over with and get right back to it, man. That's what it's all about, though, goddamn it. That's definitely what it's all about, man. So out of all y'all, who actually rap, or do all y'all rap?
I go.
Everybody rap.
Everybody rap.
It ain't nobody in the group.
I really, like, been doing it a long time, though. I ain't gonna lie. Mixtapes and stuff. That Wolf City.
Classic.
I did a lot of writing. I did a lot of...
Wolf City, that sound familiar.
This stuff, Lamar Woodley.
Okay, yeah.
Me, Wayne Nitty, Tomlin, Thousands,
Young 1000, Ice,
Simi Green,
Blue.
Simi was rapping.
Simi had the single. Simi made me come back out my bag.
That's booth crazy. Right now.
So, Young 1000, you know who that is?
Yeah.
I had him on here last year. He was on here last year.
Me and him just booked a session somewhere up here in Royal Oaks.
He was with Wolf City.
We just booked a session in one of these studios.
He on that whole little album, that going crazy. That shit hard.
Oh, that's what's up. So, do Lamar Woolley still got Wolf City?
As far as I'm concerned, everybody, like, doing their own thing.
Doing their own thing. Yep. So, wasn't nobody actually, like, signed to Wolf City? It was just, like, a promotional thing?
It was more so, like, a group of individuals met up and it clicked.
Okay.
I end up being the knucklehead and sank the ship.
I mean, hey, but look at the situation now. You know, you got the Roadrunners, y'all are strong. You know what I'm saying? Y'all bond is cold. So, y'all gonna do y'all thing, man. Yeah. And I know... speaking of networking, you've been networking with Lamar Woolley and all that. Who else have y'all just like been networking with since y'all have been a group?
Oh man, I'm gonna tell you who been there from day one. Full Sail in Indie Spot.
Shout out to Indie Spot in Bay
yes.
City.
What's happening, Foe?
C4 Media, Digital Media, they been there. We definitely been stealing YouTube beats.
Oh, man, y'all see, y'all got to get at me for some beats, man.
Yeah, see,
I
got to
make the
beats.
Second beat, man. I got to make the second beat.
It's your put it time together. To get
everybody
at us,
been
woo.
Helping us, though.
Send them.
You say what?
DJ Woo.
Black
Pro. Oh, yeah.
Black,
oh,
Black,
matter of fact, wouldn't be able to hit the road like we do without Black Pruitt. BME.
Black Pruitt, let's bring the bus out tonight.
Let's
bring the bus out.
So is BME, is that like management?
He more so promotes marketing.
Promoting.
He do music too, though. He do all that. He do everything. He a jack of all trades. You might see us pull up to your city in a bus. I'm coming out the roof.
Twerk contest. That offer he put out today, you know, if you want to put your name on a bus, he do offer that slot. So it's promotional for everybody, even you. Whoa.
What you mean putting the name on the bus?
You know, he got two party buses. On the bus. He got party buses. Bus. We go to our shows on buses.
You think about putting Roadrunner on the side of that bitch.
We
you
pull up.
Who beat
you? Pull up on.
Adrick always been a
party
businessman, dog. He always been a businessman, for sure.
When they say Roadrunners coming, it's 30, 40 people coming off the bus.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So he got a second one. He got a second party bus now, too. So is he going to give y'all that first one? Y'all going to put y'all name on it? Well, I know he ain't going to just give it to y'all, but is he going to, you
know
what I'm
saying?
Oh,
it's going to cost.
Is he
going to
look
gonna
out
cause.
For y'all?
Gonna, everything going to cost. Friendship and everything. But man, face card, a good face card to get you a long
take,
way,
it take face card to get you a long way, and it take money to make money. So
you know it.
Most definitely, I feel all of that, man. So what's next? I know the compilation coming. What's next, like, to brand y'all music?
Turnaround.
Yeah,
the
turnaround.
Part two.
Beats,
part two.
You know,
we're
gonna
get a lot of different beats. Get versatile.
I didn't thought about it. I just don't know where to start at. We got the whole concept for a movie. Somebody stole a laptop from us and gave us a whole concept for a movie. I just ain't started like
somebody
putting
stole
it together.
A laptop for y'all with a movie script in it?
No, we were shooting videos. And they gave us a concept, like an idea for a movie.
Stole a laptop.
Yeah,
during our video shoot, we
shit,
shot like
you know?
Three videos in one day, and then it was a party everywhere we stopped.
And then
they
stole
the bus out.
We had the bus out. We had everybody out. Like,
what was
so we got like
ideas?
A movie. We wrote like it's like a little movie. Like the hottest producer in the city, and mm-hmm. and the hottest cameraman mm-hmm. run the hottest studio, and somebody robbed it, trying to rob the rappers in there. The whole movie is about trying to get the laptops back with everybody, all the rappers.
Oh, that's the movie. I'm thinking somebody did that in real life.
But it's a real life story, but we turn into a movie.
Probably a comedy.
Besides the guns,
you know what I'm saying?
Ain't gonna be nothing. It's like a black comedy. Like I got the hookup
type. That's cold though. Like that's what I'm saying. Like Second Law be so slept on when it come to creativity, man. That's some cold shit right there. Like ain't nobody really trying to think about nothing like that. So that's cold for y'all to be doing stuff like that. So when can we expect this to come out?
That probably be end of the year type thing. I don't know. I got to get everybody on one page. We got to sit down and write. That's writing sessions and everything. But these CDs finna keep coming. Videos finna keep coming. As long as them boys in Pittsburgh take a trip up here, turn the camera on. We got Fresh Rich. We got, what's the other? Key Chapo. We got, you know.
Y'all got some in-house directors.
Productions.
Production and all that.
I got Bugs Lee. I just bought one from a dude named Henzo. Henzo from 2-4.
Fresh Rich be putting some stuff together, too, though, you know.
Who y'all in-house producer?
Ain't that?
We renegades. Man. We
You come, we run.
We come.
We're going to run with it.
Run with it,
we
bro.
Just we just started. You know, on this together, like not even 90 days ago. This shit
exactly.
Was
this shit
it just took off.
Like right now, like I ain't even gonna put that concept out there. I'm gonna let that one just come when it come. Like I was about to show approval on that one, but it ain't gonna happen. Like right now, I ain't gonna tell y'all that one. But we got some stuff coming together though.
No, it's definitely people paying attention. Y'all might not know it, but it's definitely people paying attention. Like I got calls from Indiana, like saying like, oh yeah. we want, you know what I'm saying, such and such to come down here and get that fire. You know what I'm saying? Like they definitely ready to book every Saturday at strip club.
Man, I'll like be down there every Saturday.
What? Like no word. No bullshit. That's
roll
my word.
Runners. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Roll brothers. We roll
running. We definitely hit that road for that bridge. They pay, we coming.
That's what's up,
we
man.
Got
that's
CDs
what's up.
Coming down to Indiana real soon. Fort Wayne.
Gotta make that trip.
I'm about to drop a bag off to her home.
No, that's how I do. That's how I do. Like when I used to do my little
in the car right now.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
I got a box on too.
All y'all pack it up. When he get the little show, y'all go to Indiana and y'all do y'all thing. At the strip club. Y'all rock that motherfucker. Let them know where y'all from.
Man, we about to go top show.
Oh, man. Strip club, like, that. Like besides this group, I got other stuff going on, too. Like, I got a song with Black Pruitt called Twerk Contest right now. He getting ready to take it to full stream with it. And I'm telling you right now, Twerk Contest going to be the summer anthem.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, they didn't play it up here.
I'm trying to think. When I was DJing out in Flint, was that
they
the song?
They speed it up and everything. Yeah, that twerk contest.
Yeah, they always play it in the 69. Anytime we in there.
That, we ain't even shot a video for it because we really ain't jumped on it. We just been sneaking it in the parties. Like, playing it in the parties.
Because y'all show, emailed it to me as soon as I got in. As soon as y'all got in there, man. I'm like, okay.
So, like, that, I got that. And some, like, songs I already recorded before this little group came together. I had been working on stuff in the studio. So I got my own projects I'm going to drop, too, though.
Okay.
So I'm going to help them line
theirs
up. Me and
Bill got a project dropping, too.
We ain't splitting up as no group, but I'm definitely finna carve a lane.
Yeah.
Where all of us, we going to all drop projects.
Most definitely. So you got a project dropping. Who else?
Me and Ball got something dropping.
Yeah, we're going to try to drop it before the 4th, man. Get
before the 4th. And work on the second compilation.
And this coming first.
Take
the part two turn around.
Oh, this two.
That's part one.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, part two
so
coming.
Saying, so y'all got the solos coming near the holiday. Y'all got the compilation coming.
Man,
when
we got all of it coming just back to back. Sometimes we don't even plan and it just be dropping. We might drop a song and it ice might show up. From Pittsburgh out the blue, and we just dropped 2-3 videos. Blue. We ain't even planning on them to be those singles. We just.
Something gonna stick.
We
something
probably
stick,
shot
man.
About 8 videos for that CD alone.
Something gonna definitely
stick.
Yeah, there's
definitely a lot of videos for that album.
I don't think I promoted it like I should have.
Where can they go? Where can they go see y'all videos?
You can go on YouTube. You can go on Facebook. You can
What's
go
the
on
YouTube?
Instagram.
Shout the YouTube out.
Legs Diamond, L period, E period. G period Z Diamond. Just pop up. You can pop up.
Or C4 Digital Media.
Drop C4.
That's the cameraman. Or
Shake Some.
Yeah. Shake Some.
Or you could put Big Blue Heart in, Wayne Nitty, all that pop up.
We got a bunch of material. Man, so much material. Just from my previous situations to now.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff on the internet.
He paved the way for us, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't really speak on it, but I was locked up. I wrote like 50 songs. I ain't never dropped none of them. That's all we did in jail.
Rap.
That's all of us. That's what people do.
So a lot of road running about to come from the jail.
Everybody's been to jail.
This is all off the top.
Yeah, like
we just go in, stand at that mic. Hear the beat.
Five songs in one night.
I'm just saying that's where it began though. Like the real carving your talent, writing in jail. All of us. Like I ain't know my brother could go. I ain't know Shake. I ain't know Q Ball could go. I ain't know Kirk could go.
You ain't hear it's crazy.
And I could go like
I never thought I'd
be. I want to.
That's crazy. 90 days. Y'all only been together 90 days and got all that material.
I got like 27 songs.
Yeah, we definitely up there. Like we just like right now, me and him working on something. They working on something. It's just crazy. Like
and I'm working.
Call me with a beat, like bro. You better write. You better sit there, and I go home and just cancel everything and just sit there and look at beats on YouTube and just go. And just write, you know what I mean? Because I don't want him mad at me, you know what I'm saying? That dude,
it ain't that I'm mad. You know, them sessions cost, man.
Oh, yeah, they most definitely
do. Then we sit there burn a session up writing.
You gotta understand that too. That's what
I like to write in the booth. I like the vibe in the booth.
Yeah, so that's what I was gonna ask y'all too. So like, do y'all? I know y'all got the mixed vibes. Like, far as how y'all writing process.
I love that.
Like, you probably need the beat. He probably don't need the beat. He probably like vibing.
They like
in the
that.
Studio.
They like them up tempo, like Detroit style beats. Yeah. I like a Southern style beat.
Okay,
Dirty I like South that. Beat. I like the mix. Wayne like a mix Midwest South.
I like whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm like just talking about like when we get to picking out and writing.
Word.
I know I be watching who pick what songs.
Yeah.
I be like, okay.
I like the beats that's gonna make you bounce. Like,
I pick a lot of beats though. I pick a lot of good beats.
Shake like see, the Detroit beats. We write
Shake do like the Detroit beats.
We just actually while we was on the road, like Q-Ball just played a beat in the car. And sung a little, you know what I'm saying, the chorus to it.
Yeah.
I sat there and just wrote a song, wrote my verse right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it come like that. You know what I'm saying? Because we was vibing. You know what I'm saying? We on the road. We just trying to get here on time, and I'm trying to figure it out. So, this passing time, you know what I mean?
Right. This Midgets thing. All in the studio with y'all. Twerking. Right?
Twerk everywhere.
No, I'm bullshit.
We definitely might pull up with a bus load.
I thought you was coming in there the last time I had booked a session. They said you was coming with the camera. You were supposed to come up.
With a camera?
Yeah.
You were supposed to come up.
You.
I probably was coming with some beats. I wasn't coming with no camera.
You got them beats. We working on a project right now. We need
that was Fresh Rich.
He was pulling up.
Shout out Fresh Rich.
Man, y'all next session though, I'm definitely gonna come with some beats. I wanna go ahead and be a part of the whole little movement,
man.
Got
to, man. We need somebody.
It's only right.
We don't even have an official DJ. Just like we don't have an in-house producer. We just came together, bro.
Look at him. Eyebrows rising.
Y'all going in right now, man. Y'all just got to keep it going. Y'all definitely got to keep it going. And then y'all bond is crazy.
That's the main thing is beats.
I don't want to keep going off the YouTube beats.
Yeah, we can't do that. Yeah.
We need producers to inbox us or email us snippets. What you want for the price.
All that.
And your email.
Face the number 2 face.legzd@gmail.com. You can inbox me or email me, either or. Face to face, the real legs diamond, Instagram @legsd. Yeah.
We got all of that.
What's your social media? We gonna go all the way around. Shit,
I ain't got nothing but Facebook.
Oh, you ain't got nothing but Facebook?
I ain't got nothing but Facebook.
What's your Facebook?
Bag Boy Shake, hit me up.
Yeah, my Kirk Johnson on Facebook, K-I-R-K Johnson. You can hit me up on email, Mr. Daryl Griffin 4@yahoo.com. You can hit me up on Instagram, True to God. You can hit me up on Snap, True to God, whatever you want. You know, I'm everywhere.
You got to catch me on the book, man. Money Son. I ain't got no Instagram, yo. I'm going to make one, though. I'm going to make one tonight.
We're going to make Twitter Instagram too. Strictly Twitter for rap.
It's going to be
just for that.
Y'all catch me on the More Royal, man. The More Royal 4.
More Royal.
Shout out More Royal. Hustle hard.
You see everybody got on the More Royal. That's our hood, right?
Hustle hard.
That's part of the fashion part of the trend.
Oh, yeah.
Hustle harder and the More Royal.
Hustle harder.
You know, that's part of the trend.
Shout out to everybody else, too.
We got personal clothing lines. We got personal clothing lines. Get with us.
Oh, yeah. Y'all LinkedIn, for sure.
You might see the fat boy, Lil Kurt, or big blue heart shirts in a minute because I'm coming. We putting everything out
for everybody.
You know?
Most definitely, man. So that's basically it, man. I'm trying to see if anybody going to call in. Did y'all send the number?
Get on the phone, man.
Yeah, get 248 call us
579-5260, man. Y'all call in. Call in right now, man.
They can call.
Let me go live. Call in, man, right now. Y'all call in.
248-579-5260.
Y'all call in, man. We need all the support. Y'all call in. Yep. Get y'all show input. Love. Ask any questions, man. The Raw Runners here. Here they is.
We are
here. Got Ball. Kurt.
Tag all us in now.
Shake.
What up, though?
Legs.
So when y'all going back to the studio so I can send off these beats?
I got a session.
Pull up on y'all.
I got a 10-hour session booked up here for the 8th and the 9th.
We going tonight. Let's go. Yeah. We go any day. What's happening, foe?
Four, what's happening? Four, I'm ready.
Y'all call in. Shout y'all out.
Four, I'm ready.
248-579-5260. Y'all call in, man.
I got a tag line.
Call in right now. Taking live calls right now.
Live calls. You know what it is.
Oh, yeah. I got to give a shout out to Big Drizzle. Big Drill. The Road Runner, man. We tripping like everybody on the Road Runner mixtape, man. He say he working on something called Drill or something.
Who?
My brother, Big Drill.
Like that.
Is he part of the Road Runners too?
Yeah.
It's a lot of Road Runners.
So how many members
of the rap?
Hello, Pimp.
We Road Runners that don't
Colito. Everybody, man. Everybody.
Oh, the promo team. Y'all talking about the promo team.
No, they part of the Road Runners. Pimp, Corleto on
yeah, Pimp Rap.
He on the song.
He on the next Road Runners. 100 grams.
Yeah, 100 grams of that dog food. We about to get it. So what videos do y'all got for the compilation?
We got Gang Gang. We got Let's Get It. Hitters.
What's Beef?
Confessions.
What's Beef? Confessions.
Road Runners.
Homie.
Road Runners.
We ain't do Wave.
Let's Get It.
We got Let's Get It.
I think we said that.
We got about 8 videos for the mixtape. Oh, 15. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's a solid 8.
Slow down.
Oh, yeah. We ain't do that video.
Yeah, we ain't do it. We got a video coming for that, though.
For what? The demo?
I'm great.
Yeah. I'm great.
Y'all ain't got nothing to demo too?
What you want to hear? Video coming soon.
Oh, you
want
to hear
I'm
some?
Great.
Oh, you? I definitely want to. I want to play some music.
Y'all call in. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all don't got nothing, like, for the ladies?
Oh, yeah. I'm great. Top shelf.
I'm talking about the demo too, though. Like to get to, you know, cut to.
That's top shelf.
Talking about the giddy giddy.
See, I'm gonna get y'all together for two.
I got some. In my personal records, in my personal life project stuff, I do. I got some.
Yeah,
you keeping it tucked.
Yeah, we know.
No, I'm just saying mine already done.
I can't sing like that, but I got some
jack shit.
It ain't necessarily got to be all, you know, singing. I got somebody who's called Neither One of Us Letting Go.
Yeah, I got something in the cut. That's it, though.
Neither One of Us.
Yeah.
Neither One of Us. We got the, man, this one going to be hot. I was sitting in the car getting chills, you know what I mean? When he played that, I was like, damn, I just went through that last night. For real.
See, I want to ask what y'all do for y'all spare time and shit, but y'all niggas... Man, y'all, we don't got no spare time. Yeah, y'all don't got no spare time.
We got children.
We going hard all day.
We going hard. We family, man.
We definitely family, man.
Okay, cool then. Cool. That's what
I ride around listening to instrumentals and shit.
They just vibe.
Doing anything I do.
I sit at home and just play YouTube.
So if I set this Indiana shit up for you, Q, y'all down to rock?
We definitely gonna be down there, bro.
We there
every week. That ain't nothing.
I'm definitely gonna set it up.
And that song that's going on part two.
Which one are you talking about? Waiting on?
No, the one in the truck.
That's waiting on.
Okay,
everything.
That and Hakuna Matata going on part two.
That's it right there. Them two classics right there. Hakuna Matata.
I got something going on. I got something called Gangland too.
That's the mixtape or the song?
It's just a
single.
I'm gonna do parts. I'm gonna do part two, part three. It ain't done yet, though.
How long you been rapping, man? You like the calm and cool and like you get to dance in front of the camera, but you like the like, the cool and
like 3 months.
3 months.
Yep.
3 months. Man.
Three That's, months,
it's
man.
Weird. It's weird though.
How long you been rapping?
Probably even 2 months, like, I mean, was 3 months, the same as him, you know what I'm saying?
We got on the same track.
We got on the same day. Me, him, and Legs went in the studio and dropped Gang Gang and Hit Us. And we got another song that me and Legs ain't dropped because we got to tune that up. We need a singer, you know. Legs with the trying to blow in there.
Everything.
I know, that was me trying to sing.
So is it radio ready? The track ready already?
It's like, radio ready. That one is.
That one is
for sure. That one ready already.
That's what's up, man. So I guess we ain't gonna get no callers, man. Anything else y'all want to say before we end the interview?
Man, I thought that was Scott.
I'm disappointed they ain't called.
How
much time?
Yeah, it's all love.
Ain't nobody. I mean, we ain't promoting. We just popped out. We ain't even promote this. So
it was really me and us dragging, trying to get down here on time, bro. Because all us be busy. We be busy for real. So to get all us on one page.
He down there left us, man.
Tried to.
we pull up at his house.
He did that for the jump legs when we got down here.
He saw us pulling up and pulled past us.
Oh, I thought they was going to turn around and get behind me. Let's go. I ain't got no time to be waiting.
I ain't even see y'all.
That's crazy, man. Anything else y'all want to shout y'all social media out one more time?
Shout out to everybody.
And y'all people.
It's going to be a Roadrunners page up and rolling ASAP. Instagram too, all that. Best believe, Roadrunners. Believe that. But right now, I'm working off the Real Legs Diamond and Legs D on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? SoundCloud is Legs for Life. And YouTube is Legs Diamond.
I'm going to just keep dropping. Y'all catch me. Catch me in traffic. Catch me when I drop the video.
Okay.
Send them beats, man.
Send them beats. We out here. We trying to
I like that.
Get everything together.
Oh, yeah. I ain't even going to send up. I'm pulling up on y'all. The next studio session y'all got. In Bay City, I'm going to come through.
We finna call and him I'm going to lace y'all with some beats. You know what I'm saying? See what he talking about.
I'm going to lace y'all with some beats, man. Well, shout out to Amore Royal Clothing. And Hustle Harder Clothing.
Yeah.
Quentin Stevens, what's up, baby?
We see you.
Shout out my future baby mama, too, because it's going to be a little blue heart
coming soon. Get that Quentin Stevens on Facebook for Hustle Harder.
We got something dropping, though. You know what I'm saying? This something I did, but, you know, it's going to be a Roadrunner thing. It ain't even released yet, though. But, you
money
know, that NPR, though.
Money,
power, NPR. It's coming real hard.
What's NPR? Let's talk about it.
It's
going to kick. Hey, this the one.
What is it? Your clothing line?
It's a track.
Track?
It's a track.
Yeah. It's a track.
Man, y'all got to make a movie out of it, man. I'm still wanting to know more details about the whole movie that y'all got. What the dude took the laptop?
It ain't nothing real yet because the cameraman we ain't locked in with yet.
Y'all got to talk it into existence. Get that cameraman on board.
But we definitely has been throwing around a movie. We ain't got no movie for Saginaw.
No,
ain't nobody.
And then you could plug all the artists in it. Get their cameo on. You know what I'm saying? With the producers and the cameraman working with anybody around the city, that's how all the other artists get their cameo on.
Not only that, though, the SAG, man, you know, a lot of people think because it's a small city that, you know, it ain't like nowhere else. You know what I'm saying? All us brothers in here, we educated. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm going to put it on a basis like this. You know, everywhere you go, man, every ghetto, every, you know, trailer park, every suburban hood, whatever you got going on, man, we all the same everywhere, man. Right. It's just sometimes you're doing it on a bigger scale. Right. Sometimes you're doing it on a smaller scale.
Right now, we on the starting block.
Some people run into the right people.
Period.
You know, at the right time, sometimes it takes longer, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. But y'all, long as y'all keep doing y'all thing, man, like I told y'all, something gonna stick.
Yeah.
That's stuck. Something gonna stick for y'all for sure.
It might be $100,000.
It might be Top Chef.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure. I'm telling y'all, bro.
Like
bro,
Top Chef.
I was actually calling around. I'm still gonna call around because I want to see if I can get another feature with Boosie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we got a caller finally.
Okay.
Callers.
What's up? What's up?
What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Shout out to them Roadrunners.
Roadrunner.
What's your name? What's up? Go ahead.
Miss Price.
How you doing, Miss Price?
Shout out Miss Price, first caller.
Yeah, first caller. Only one fucking with us.
I'm good. I've been listening to this stuff, and I'm really wondering how can I get a CD.
You can get them from any one of them.
Just inbox anybody when you get back. You got a free CD.
Where you at? Saginaw?
Of course.
Yep, you got a free CD coming from
Whoever you get to drop it off. We gonna drop one off to you.
And drop
okay,
two on
sounds
them,
good.
Special delivery on request.
All right, sounds good. Fellas.
I appreciate your support.
Yeah, thanks
I
for calling too.
Appreciate that, Miss Bryce.
100.
Most definitely.
Appreciate it.
Okay, cool. Got one calling. Shout out to Miss Price.
Shout out Miss Price. She showed love.
Yeah. It's a lot of people been jumping on it, though. You wouldn't believe I walked back in Golden Corral because the chef in the back today asked me for a CD.
Gotta keep them on
How
hand.
Many? Did y'all print copies up? Or
yeah.
Just y'all print copies?
Okay. I'm telling you, got boxes of them.
Oh, you say they in the trunk?
Yeah, yeah. I got them in the back seat.
Masterpiece style for show.
Yeah, pull up on you with it.
We got them everywhere. I got
so
them
what
in
they
the
where
back
they going? Where could people get them from? And how much they going for?
Bro, you can go on Amazon, Google Play, Tidal, Pandora. What is it? Spotify. Apples. It's on all that Apple.
It's on everything.
iTunes.
But you can get the CDs like. The CD's going from us is really
hit
like
inbox.
It's $5.
$5 CD. It's promotional.
You know, might show you some love. You grab a couple.
Yeah, depend on when you catch me. You might get it free if we perform it.
If it's been a good day.
Yeah. When the next show?
The next shit. Show? Yep. Any night? Because they book us and we pun. We just show up.
We
show
it up.
Man,
we're trying to do something on the 14th.
I got something going on.
Friday the 14th.
Yeah, you DJing that, ain't you? Where? On 4th. We trying to get you there. I ain't nobody say nothing to me. Why your brother? Well, somebody. There it is. Yeah, it's in the cement now. So what is it, the North Side reunion? No, 4th Street. Welcome home, fellas. Okay, yeah, that one. Oh, you talking about on 14th? We talking about something next month. I'm talking about something totally different. July 14th? No, July 4th. That's the 4th Street reunion. Next week. Oh, that's y'all's second birthday.
Yeah, July 4th is y'all's second birthday. That's the 4th Street reunion. We talking about June 14th. Fat Boy, we're trying to get a club though, to throw an after party right now.
We're trying to find somewhere.
We've been crashing so many parties, man, and performing when we don't even plan
on it.
I got a spot, though. My body tired, bro. Shake Summit, Big Blue Heart just crashed somebody's show. They done went to a show. They called me. I'm in the bed. I'm tired from the party from the night before. They done crashed.
That was me and Wayne.
That was you and Wayne. They done crashed somebody else's show. I wake up mad because I ain't get to crash it.
I was mad, too. I woke up the next day.
Went there perform.
How they go take somebody else's show over?
Then y'all just send me over.
Yeah. Man, I can't believe y'all said send me rap. I ain't never heard
bro,
of
you
rap.
Better go check
Simi,
that blowout,
listen,
bro. Blow got like 100,000 views.
Simi was part of
he cracked Saginaw
old Ghetto
door
Records
open.
When Saginaw was playing with Ghetto Records and all that. Simi been on all compilations. Came home, got on the Wool Cities, all that. That
man, Simi, listen, he Simi was probably the first Wolf City beside Thousands.
Yep, Simi the crazy. Rapper. He the rapper.
It was Thousands, you know then it was Simi. Yeah. And then they had Tomlin down there, and me and Wayne came aboard.
Yep. That's what's up.
And you got to get all that in the joint. I had to support.
Hey, they was playing it in prison, wasn't it? They was downloading like crazy.
Downloading like motherfucker. We had it all in the joint, like.
I'm trying to get this one go rampant through prison. They be calling me like, bro, put it on the player. I'm trying, bro. I'm uploading it to all the sites.
We trying to get it for y'all, man.
So I'm trying to get it for the boys in the feds.
Who got the, so y'all said y'all are, you know what I'm saying, did y'all depth to y'all, paid y'all time to society. What? Who got the best cook up?
Man, I'm
who got
I'm,
the best cook up?
Usually fat on. People
I'm,
cook
me. You know, I'm fat, so I'm a chef.
I don't care what nobody say, you know what I'm saying? We don't get no jail shit, but all over the country, you know what I'm saying? Because I was in the feds, but when you run into somebody that knows somebody from Saginaw, they're going to be like, Michael Way. It's going to speak for itself. Yeah. I was him.
See, Michael we Way had Shorty. Michael Way. You feel me? That was it. We use hot water.
Michael Way Shorty.
We use steam water.
When you run into
people, we make everything noodles.
Up here, the D, anywhere, they're going to tell you,
that I was that chef in the joint. I was cooking. People
got the best cooker. Like you dipped the spoon and tasted it. Then dip it right back in the food.
I'm going to taste it. I'm going to say.
Need some lamb chops or something.
And I do that too. You know? Man, we going to do all of it. Cook. We can cook. We can really cook. Nah, we took that cook up. That prison mentality came out here.
I'm going to be honest. For real. That's the mentality we got with this music. Yeah. We doing it. It ain't doing us. We doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's good, man. That's cool, then. We going to end it on that note, man. Y'all doing it. Y'all ain't letting it do y'all.
Definitely not.
So, I guess y'all going to come back, man, when y'all get the two popping off, when y'all get the compilation, the second part,
man,
volume two.
Man, we might just
hopefully
come back
it be
just
more
talk.
B
we
Woo
just
beats.
Might come back because we ain't got nothing else to do.
We just talk. Like, we just love to talk, man.
Most definitely, man.
Who knows? We might go in the studio tonight, drop a song or tomorrow, and come back next week.
Radio edited for you to play next
I'm
time.
I'm going
to
start making sure all our songs got some radio edit. Okay. If it got potential, I'm going to start making, because we don't make radio edited music.
Yeah.
I'm going to start making sure all our stuff got some radio edit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we trying to get it for y'all, man.
Most definitely, man. Yeah. Well, there y'all go, man. DJ Woo Beats with the Road Runners.
For sure.
Underlay.